chapter 16. Verse 13. With church unusual, I want to just reiterate some things. I know it's been the holidays and we're just coming back. When it comes down to church unusual, let me say this and be clear about it, and it's not a new thing, but it's a thing that you need to renew in your mind consistently. You need to forget everything you thought you knew about church. All right? With the rebuilding process, and the Bible talks about a lot about rebuilding. There's a scripture talking about you have to tear down, destroy, and then root up. Right? Dig it up, root it up, and then plant, and then to build. I was actually today, we were doing some work at Apostle's house, and we had to actually do that exact thing. And I told, given an example before about breaking up concrete and kind of scooping things out. We was actually doing that today. So you know, I remember doing it, but I remember doing it today. And you have to, some things you have to do. You can't just go out there and just start pouring concrete. Right. You can't go out there and say, well, I'm just going to pour over all this. And I'm just going to pour over all these things because you have a faulty foundation. Yes. Some things have to be broken up and thrown out. You get it? We had them big chunks of, and ain't the easiest thing to get around. It take a couple of them sometimes. Sometimes you can't throw them out by yourself. Sometimes you need somebody to help you dig with you. And they had that big machine out there today. Remember I tell you about the jackhammer that time, I was shaking? They ain't had that out there today, but they had another machine out there doing the same thing. And then when they break it up, somebody got to scoop it up. Somebody got to shovel it. Somebody got to pick up those big rocks. If you ever done that kind of work, you're familiar with how much work it takes just to get the spot prepared to pour. Yes, sir. Everybody wants overflow, but nobody's prepared to pour. You get it? What you gonna do to overflow? You don't want overflow over the same old junk you had. Right. Are you understanding? Majority of the things and especially when it pertains to this class and this teaching about church unusual, but majority of things that we need and we're looking for in the future is not necessarily that we need to we're looking for new buildings all of a sudden, but we need to uproot a lot of other things so that when the Holy Spirit does begin to pour and out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living water, when that begins to happen, it has a firm foundation and that's something to stand on. Y'all understanding what I'm saying? And so there's a lot of things, and not just pertaining to this class, but plenty of subjects, there are a lot of things that we've got to uproot. Right? There's some stuff we learned that don't work. Hey, man, come on, y'all. There's some stuff we learned, stuff we picked up. It just hadn't worked. You know, we tried to say, well, patience. No, it just don't work. They didn't wait upon, no, the Lord didn't tell you to wait on that. You get it? It's not effective. I look at my Jesus and he said immediately, straightway, suddenly. When he said it, the things happened. When she touches him, the fountain of blood dried up. Like it was right then. I believe that delay is a delay in your faith. Or a delay in your understanding. Or a delay in your belief. It ain't on God. You're not trying to teach you no lesson. Because the only thing you can't get back is what? Time, that's it. I'm sure God is not going to waste yours or his time. You understanding me? So now it's a change in my mind. So, you know, we can do this class and we can say, well, yeah, one day is going to, we're going to be different. No, today. It starts with you, though. See, every, we were talking about last week at the Men's Conference, revolution. And all that starts with you. It starts with that one. It ain't got to be you saying, no, come on, let's go. Fight. No. Just change. Change from what you thought it was to what it is. Y'all get it? Change from what your idea was or whatever anybody else's idea, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute, idea was to what the main understanding and the original intent was. You get it? There's an original intent of God. There's an original intent of what Jesus came to establish. But for some reason, in Ephesians 4, we're going to go there in a minute too, it talks about it, about a sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Somehow our ways got in it. For instance, what's your favorite color? Say it. Red. Huh? Red. Red, purple, blue. I'm trying to hear it. I'll make sure. Well, come on. Green. Blue, green, black. All right. That's your favorite color, right? Mm-hmm. That don't mean that's God's favorite color, one. That's all right. It also means that ain't the only color that matters, right? So just because I have, what's your favorite color?
Red.
Red. She said red. I read on my shirt red. Now, just because I don't have red on don't mean we're not together on it. That's just your favorite color. That's your preference, right? But what we've done is we've taken, over the years, mankind has taken its preference and tried to make it principle. Oh. This is what I'm trying to say. And I watch, and it's very slight. There are things, I was having this conversation today. There are things that don't seem like a big deal. Here's why you need to change. You need to change today. Everybody say change now.
Change now.
Come on, say it again. Say change now.
Change now.
Come on, say it again. Change now.
Change now.
Every message you hear from the Lord, every message you hear from a man of God is giving you a direct message from the Lord that's quickening and empowering. You need to change now. There's not a process. No. See, you believe it's a process. How long you believe it's a process? Faith is a process. No, faith is. No. But I said now faith now is. Faith. Where did you get the process faith from? Where do we develop? Where do we get this waiting faith from? Where did it come from? Did it come from man's failure? And so he began to say, well, maybe we need to wait a little while and then it'll come through. Come on. Where do we get this from? Did God tell us this? This is what I'm trying to tell you. You get it? Change now. Everybody say change now. Say it again, change now.
Change now.
Come on, say it again, change now.
Change now.
So when you hear things, you need to change now, because I'm a stickler for the fact that there's one thing that you can do right now or not do right now that'll change the whole scheme of what the future says. Prove it to you. Christian. Everybody say Christian.
Christian.
And you consider yourself a Christian, amen? Right? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Y'all know me, I go hard, but ain't nothing wrong with that. I don't know if Jesus ever said the word. It's only in the Bible twice. But y'all know how big the word Christian is in 2018. You better not say nothing about no Christians. You better not say anything against Christian. You better not, because they'll kill you. Right? How did they get that like that? If your Holy Bible only said it a couple times, but something that started off small over years, I told y'all about traveling. The coordinates. If your coordinates is an inch off from the beginning, then when you travel over miles in time, you're somewhere else and you don't know how you got over there. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Little small thing. Small foxes, small vine. Seeds, it's amazing. Seeds are amazing. Seeds. This is just me. Sometimes if you just stop and slow down for a minute, you really don't need a dove to come from the sky. Or you need a supernatural vision, or you really don't need, sometimes you're missing the thing God's trying to show you right there in front of your eyes, but you just won't look around you to see all the miraculous things, even people around you, right? And so I started slowing down and paying attention, then I look out the door, and I'm here at the office, and I see the tree line, there's trees all up and down, and we take it for granted, people cut trees down, they do different things, and I'm not about to say save the trees, that's not my message right now, right? What I'm saying is, I realize that those things are there because something happened years ago along that line. And there were several different seeds that planted along that line years ago that I had nothing to do with, that was here before me, that was planted along that line, that made those trees grow up strong and intertwine within each other and make a tree line. You understand what I'm saying? This before, but seed, the power of a seed, man. Seeds are not respected as a person, and they just grow. Good ones and, get it? And so it's the miracle of a seed. And so there are things right now, listen to what I'm trying to tell you. I'm done with the processes and the waiting. There are things now that you change, and it'll be the change for further on. In school we used to grow those plants. Remember, we grew a plant in school, grew a flower, or just whatever kind of we had to grow them. But I never seen them grow. Anybody ever grown anything? Garden or whatever. But I never seen it grow. I never saw it going. You watch the nature shows right now, and they got the slow cameras, like, But that's the time lapse. But that's, man, that's they just sat a camera there and left for like days. And they sped it up. And now you're like, oh, I seen it grow. No, you ain't seen it grow. Go outside and watch. And it's almost like it don't want you to see it grow. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like, man, you know you can move right now, but you ain't going to move. You're going to sit there and watch it. And you might be moving, but my eyes are not quick enough to catch your slow movement. You get it? A lot of times, that's how change happens. That's how growth happens. But you got to begin somewhere. You have to start the change. Everybody say change now. I'm going to say it again, change now. I'm going to say it again, change now. Not church now, not play around now, not be religious right now, change. And so there are some things and some belief patterns right now and some belief patterns, some understanding, and some things that you say right now that maybe need to change in order to line back up to the original plan Jesus wanted to be so that someone, you say, well, we ain't got nothing about 20, 20, 30 of us in here. Hey, that's enough. That's enough. Because eventually it'll spread, the understanding will spread, right, to where we begin to be everything. And he said, well, what's wrong with the church right now? Ain't nothing wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong as a whole. There's nothing really wrong with it, but what's really right with it too? Like, you get what I'm saying? Like we need, I personally cannot sit back and just watch the same old things happen. You know, when it comes down to church, when it comes down to things, God, I feel like my back is up against the wall. And I feel like I ain't got nowhere else to back up. Like, we got to start fighting off this wall. Y'all get what I'm saying? We ain't got nowhere else to run. We ain't got no other little scripture, no little feelings to jump to. Now we got to really start manifesting. All right? And it's nothing new. It's something in you already. You just got to change when. Are y'all understanding me? So once again, there's some rocks that you got to get out. We've been in this class all semester. School going to end in May, right? But there's still a bunch of rocks. And it's funny because after we got the class, we meet once every week maybe. And then if you don't talk about holidays or whatever, right? Then rocks be trying to get back in your clear out space when you get to the house at night. Mm-hmm. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. Then right, you read it. Now your book, your favorite book by your favorite preacher. Throwing them rocks in there. Y'all know what I'm saying? You got to keep them rocks cleared out. Now keep them rocks cleared out. You understand me? Keep them rocks cleared out. And keep on letting Jesus pour that foundation. Right here. With your Matthew 16. Read it, verse 13. Read, ready to read. I remember Jesus, and I love Jesus because Jesus never really went hard with all his titles or his. I'm Jesus. No, he didn't do that. Who men say that I am? He knew who he was, so he didn't need. But it wasn't about him knowing. It was about them knowing. Because in them knowing, they knew who they were in him. Yeah. Same thing with you.
Yeah, same thing.
Are y'all understanding it? See, it's not about, Lord, okay. Let me see how I can say this without hurting your favorite song. Come on. I'm going to say it, I don't care. You'll be all right next time you sing it. Or I'll show you how to sing it right. you tag people's songs, but they get touched. God don't move mountains. He's not in the business of moving mountains. He don't cause walls to fall. Y'all know what song I'm talking about. Well, I'm going to tell you the truth now. Y'all got to go with me now. When I flip. So I heard God telling me that. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall. With your power, you perform miracles. And there's nothing that's impossible. You get it? I heard that thing wild the other day. Y'all know that's y'all favorite song, right? Y'all know that? And I'm saying that only because you made a way.
Yeah.
Like when he created me, he made a way.
Yeah.
But you didn't sing it that way. Amen.
Amen.
You're telling God, you move mountains. Why? That's not biblical.
Yep.
He said, you speak to the mountain.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Huh? You tell it, well, he, no. There were things that Joshua and the children of Israel did to make that wall fall. There were instructions.
Yeah.
Are you understanding me? But what they did, by being in you according to your, remember now, Jesus is always enabling. He's never pointing you towards him or the institution. He's always pointing to you as the power.
Yeah, that's good.
Your faith made you whole. Being in you according to your faith. Do you believe that I can do this? I have not seen such great faith. No, not in it. He didn't say, "Now I ain't never performed such great miracles in my faith in that." No, he said, "I ain't never seen no faith like you got." Oh. Jesus tell you that. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, and he really tell you that now. He tell you that daily, but we don't hear because we don't understand that language. You get it? It's almost like whatever foreign language you don't speak right now. They can talk it all day, and they can be saying the best thing. They can say, "We got $1 billion in the bank for you right now. We done built the house for you, and everything is paid for. They can tell you all these things, and they can actually be happening. But because you don't understand that language, you can never receive. It's already there for you, but you don't understand that language. You don't understand that talk. You don't understand that way of communication. So because that communication is foreign to you, because it's foreign, you forfeit. You get it? So that conversation, that Jesus conversation becomes foreign to us. Although it's all the way through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Although it's all the way through, Jesus is always enabling. They said, he said, you said that. Your faith made you whole. You did that. He's trying to empower you. He's trying to show you the power that worketh in you. Oh, come on, we got to change when? When do we change?
Now.
Change now. Everybody say change now.
Change now.
Come on, say it again. Change now.
Change now.
Come on, say it again. Change now.
Change
now. So we give ourselves excuses for change. And let me meditate then. Let me get. No. You really don't have to meditate on let it get down. You just need to be open.
Yeah.
See, ground.
Yeah.
All we got to do is, if we get it open, that's a wrap.
Right.
Change now.
Change.
Come on, we heard. We got something tonight. Huh? Yeah. Everybody change now.
Change now.
Come on, change. I change. My perspective and my understanding now. So I can understand what he's saying. Then he's enabling me. You get it? Who do men say, I, the Son of Man, am? He need to come in and say, I'm the Messiah. Pay attention to what I'm saying, because it don't really work anyway. That's what we've been doing. Amen. It don't really work. A lot of times, I'm thinking about Apostle right now, and a lot of times, his goal is for you to realize you too.
Yep.
I never forget, man, since I was younger. Been for long. I'm trying to think of who's been for that long. It was probably me and you in the room. Probably been at Word of Life or been around Apostle the long. Maybe Danielle, so maybe the longest, right? And you can remember from time way back. We were way younger, even time the old church, even time the old back. He always taught us that. He said, "I want to teach you so much to where if I go off, you'll still be able to do what you're supposed to do." He said, "I want to teach you so much and show you so much of the Word of God to where you won't be babies and you won't need me to come running for everything."
Yep.
Are y'all understand what I'm saying? That you won't need me. I'll be there. I'll be there as a big brother and as a shepherd, as a whatever you need right now. But I want to teach you so much that you can speak the Word.
Yeah.
And it'll answer you like it answers. Well, the slight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lying way to deceive, is now all these titles out here. And so everybody wants you to run to them. And so now we're going back to the Superman syndrome. right? They tried to do the Superman syndrome with Jesus. Right? You know, if Jesus was here, he wouldn't have died. You know, Jesus saying, no, y'all should have said something. I got the same thing on the inside of you, got the same power. Yeah. Say something. Centurion picked it up. That's why he said, I ain't seen such great faith. Mm-hmm. Jesus was on his way. Listen, Jesus was on his way to the centurion's house. Mm-hmm. He said, you ain't got to come over here. Speak the word on. Oh! What? You mean to tell me you're not expecting me to do it like everybody else expected me to do it?
Right. Yeah.
You mean to tell me you had some other kind of faith that's different from the faith that you had seen? That I can do it another way? And so, you ready for this? The expressed will of God changed at that moment. Because Jesus was going. He was already walking that direction. He was going. Because that was the will of God. But this man come, and they say he wasn't even go to church every Sunday. They say they call him a friend of the church. He spent a lot of money to build a lot of the temples. Right? That's why he said, you know, you ain't got to come to my house. Speak the word on. Sometimes it's that. Sometimes it's a shortcoming that gives you a long running. Sometimes it's what you consider to be your weakness becomes your strongest moment. I ain't really that you come to my house. You know what I'm saying? But if you just say it. And then the express will of God changed, because the will of God was Jesus coming. But being to you according to, and when I decide to say, you can do it this way, God, you can do it this way, God, let there be light, and there was. It's creation. Are y'all with me? We still got to watch somebody pray. Y'all heard me say this before. I watched somebody pray it was something I watched online. He said, Jesus, come in and save the day. We need you to come in. Stop. Would you quit, please? Would you please stop? Would you please stop? Every time I do it, I see Jesus talking to me that way. Would you please stop? Would you quit, please? Would you get up and be who I've made you to be? What else do you want from me? I done gave you a spirit just like mine. I done redeemed you. I done made you the righteous. I done died. I done died spiritually and physically for you. What else do you want from me? What else are you asking me for? I done sent the Holy Ghost. I done gave you scriptures and showed you prophet after prophet after prophet, the victories and the failures to show you where to win and not to fall. I came myself in the flow. What do you want? Change when?
No.
See, what do you want from me? Every time you get up and you complain, every time you wait for a delayed thing to happen, or every time that you wait for somebody else to pray instead of you praying, you're forfeiting the power. You're spitting on the cross. What else you want? I feel like he'd be yelling at me like, stop, 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 stop calling my name and be my name. Stop. Come on. Hey, Sam, I know you're cool, you know what I'm saying, Sam, but if I did this for the next hour, eventually you're going to start sitting there like, they're going to start sounding like Charlie Brown, wah, 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 wah. Stop calling me. You call them like that. Don't really do it. Yeah. Really, we're talking about calling the name of the Lord. We're talking about calling the character. That kingdom come, that will be done. And Father, I know you always hear me when I pray. They call on the character. It's the character of God. We've been watered down over the years. Once again, we've been watered down. We don't know what name means. We don't know what covenant means. We don't know a lot of biblical things that we term, that we read and scriptures that we memorize. We don't really know what they mean as far as God is concerned. Once again, so we let somebody else's meaning water down to 2018. Now we're living like we don't know what's going on. Your faith. I feel like he yells at me. I hope y'all get that too. What? Jesus. On the first one, what? I'm listening. Who didn't say that I had to send a man out? And they say that thou art, get off the, all right, so go back. Get off the Superman. Jesus is not your Superman. He ain't your superhero. He ain't come in to say today, he showed today. Change when?
Nah.
Change when?
Nah.
Change when?
Nah.
You need to change your mind. Yeah. He ain't just your little button to press. Jesus ain't got no bat signal. And now you think you're praying in tongues is the bat signal now. Your worship, you the bat, that's the bat signal. Now you're going to come in, swoop in and say, what are you here for? What do I need you for? Why are you, what you here for? If I got to keep coming doing it. When all powers combine, Captain Planet, and he come flying out of the sky. So that's what we think. That's what we resolved Jesus to be. We think two of us are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst. Now he going to come down flying. The two or three gathered in what? What's his name? Well, I can hear him now. Well, you don't take away from the power of Jesus. Ain't nobody taking it away. It's enabling. That's his intention. The works that I do, should you do also in greater works than these. What does that mean? Let's come on. I don't need you. What does that mean? What does that mean? He that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do, she do also, and greater works than these because I go unto my Father. What does that mean? Did he say, he that believeth on me, when he start working, call my name, and I'm going to come do the work for him? No. He said, you'll do the, and not only the works, but the, come on, you're greater. Change when?
Now.
Change when?
Now.
Every time you hear something, you need to change now. Don't wait. Change now. Your delay is because your delay. Your delay is because you delayed. Yeah. Change when?
Now.
Sometimes outrageous things shake you up. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. You got to say something that shake you up. Say this, say, I am the power.
I am the power.
Shake your lip. Oh, God. God is the real. God know that already. You the only person don't know. You are in the relationship between me and God. Who's the person that has an identity crisis? I'll wait. God, you deserve the glory and the honor. You're magnificent and mighty and worthy to be praised. Okay? You're not telling him anything new. So who's that for? Right? But how many times do you say it thinking it's for him? Yeah, y'all know. Change when? Change when?
Nah.
Now, don't back off on it. Now, you be saying and thinking you're going to do something. I'm going to move him off his throne. No, listen. Listen. Stop. Stop, man. Stop. I get it. Stop. He know already. Will he know already, man? He already know he great and mighty. You need to know he great and mighty where?
Now.
Now, yeah. Where? When? Now. Where? In me. That's good, though. That's good. Where, yeah, come on, let's go dimensional. Wait, now, that's well. That's what I'm talking about. No, I'm this powerful. Are y'all understanding me? Change when?
Nah.
Listen, people, please. Please. Can you please change now? Can we please change now? So I can stop walking around here like I'm crazy? Because I decided to change and then people don't change. And then now I look like I'm going nutty.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all got no feeling, right? No feeling like when as soon as you make a step in a different in a direction that there's this revelation, they're like, what you doing? Now you crazy. No. All right, so can we walk together two can't walk together except they agree, right? Like, can you walk together, please? Like I'm serious. Like I'm change now.
Change now.
Come on, say change now.
Change now.
We change now. Uh-huh. so that we realize I am the power.
I am the power.
I understand. We the only person in a relationship, in our love relationship with God, we are the only one in that relationship. We're the only one that don't know what's going on. We the only one that don't know what's ours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're joint heirs with Christ. Now that Paul started telling us, he tried to give us a description of what's really going on. And really they're saying it a whole bunch of different ways to get you to understand who you really are. Mm-hmm. What is it going to take? What do you understand best? Yeah. Like if it was about cookies, we'd talk about cookies. Whatever you understand the best, that's the conversation that we're about to have. Because I need you to understand what's going on. So between me and God's relationship, are y'all understanding me for a second? Change when?
Change
when? Between me and God's relationship, because of our connection, because of our oneness, because I ain't even nothing without God, first of all. Nothing without you, right? There is no me without God anyway, right? Are we clear about that? We say that too, right? How do we not say that and finish that? How do we say that conversation but don't finish it in our being?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I am nothing without him, then that means he is my everything, which means me and him are everything. Like, I ain't nothing without him. So my understanding, my mindset, my being, my everything, my doing is all wrapped around him. The reason that I may do other things or have other options is because we ate off the tree and had another thought process. But really, there's nothing else but God.
Nothing else but God.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's okay if I say I am the power.
I am the power.
That's okay. Yeah, that's okay. But can you understand, right? Because we're one with the Father.
Yeah. Yep.
And this is why we don't understand covenant. Covenant says whatever the Father belongs to the Son. Uh-huh. Immediately, it talks about he can't get it until he's under tutors and teachers until the appointed time of the Father, right? Mm-hmm. But appointed time or not appointed time is still for the Son.
Yep.
That's why they got mad at Jesus. He calling God his Father, and they understood that the statement Father and Son really meant equality.
Yep.
See, the Son is the same as the Father in a different time frame. Oh. I'm 35 years young right now. You hear me? My father was 35, almost 36 when I was born. When they conceived me, and then when I was born, it's about that same age. It's what hit me hard when I think about these things. You understand it? I'm him.
Yeah.
And he me. I got it right. I'm just talking about my physical father, but then just, we all one, right?
Yeah.
I got it right. Now, it's that same thing that's functioning down the line, different dimension, 2018 versus 19, whatever, right? It's the same thing. And what's for the Father belongs to the Son. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? If we understood generation, I don't have time to go in that in this class, and there's a problem with the church too. We don't understand generational things, so we lose. I heard Leroy Jr. talking about the other day how God hadn't talked. At one point in time, God didn't talk to the children of Israel 400 years. Can you imagine God not saying nothing to you for 400 years? Can you imagine that? Ain't nobody got no words. Ain't nobody got no word from the Lord, no cloth, nothing for you. Just hopefully tomorrow you're going to do it. And this is before Jesus. We don't understand generation, so it becomes weak. We can never get what was for the Son is for the Father.
Yeah.
Huh? Is God your Father?
Yeah. Yes,
I can't hear you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because that demands you to change.
Yeah.
If God is my Father, it demands me, right? Like it demands me to think differently of myself.
Yeah.
God is my Father. So the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof. The world, all that. And it's not just to go say, well, that's mine. No, stop. The enablement is yours. Change when?
Change
when? Change when?
Nah.
I was talking to an apostle today. He started talking about my soul. And he started saying that our problem is we don't have an excellent soul. Like, our soul is not up to par. See, your The reason we have to read scriptures, the reason we have to come to class, the reason we have to study to show yourself approved unto God is really not that God needs you to approve. God already loves you. That's why he born you. That's why he born you. That's why he brought you here. That's why he already loves you regardless. He already knew. I don't know if you understood, but the day that you came here, you had everything it took. Nobody put nothing else in you.
Yeah.
Change when?
Change now.
Yeah, when the day that you got here was... The moment that, I don't even know how that process works, but the moment that there was life in the, Jeremiah talked about it clearly. Jeremiah chapter 1, you can read it for yourself. Before you was forming the belly, I knew you. He said, I danged you before you came out. I sanctified you before you came out. You tried to sanctify yourself. No, I sanctified you already. If you understood that you were sanctified, you wouldn't have to be over here trying to sanctify. You got here with everything. And it says, some say, I thought John the Baptist, I'm getting to a point. Remember, I have everything. Say, I am now. Say, I am now.
I am now.
I'm going to say, I am now.
I am.
Say it again. Say, I am
now.
When?
Now.
Says John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, the prophet, he said to him, but whom say you that I am? Y'all see it? Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. So now he's saying a lot right there now. And it's not just saying, some kind of super announcement. This is saying, he's actually saying what Christ is, who Christ is. And he's really saying something. He said, thou art the Son of God. That means you're equal with God. You God right here in the flesh. Jesus answered to him and said, blessed art thou, Simon of Jonah, for flesh and blood is not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter. You remember our revelation on that, right? And you too. You Christ too, Peter. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed. Who got to loose it? Who got to bind it? Okay, but so look at that right quick. The gates of hell shall not prevail against you. I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou bound on earth bound in heaven, whatsoever thou loosed on earth loosed in heaven. With no pep rallies, does that look like what's going on now? Answer me. Like so what's the problem? Somewhere between here, we saw church and we went back to our normal understanding. See, whoever controls the understanding, that's why they say the enemy is a deceiver. That's why he's deceived. That's why he don't come in and start slapping you. No, he's gonna just deceive you. I don't need to jump on you and fight you. I don't need to physically fight you. I just deceive you, and you're gonna fight yourself. You get it? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I don't need to do all that. I don't need to do all that. Just deceive you. Just throw you off a little bit. Throw your little understanding off just a little bit. And your understanding off a little bit detours the power. Mm-hmm. So then Jesus says, you should know the truth what? No, it don't set you. Make you. You're already made, but it's gonna, you get what I'm saying? Makes you versus set you. Make you versus set you. Make you versus set you. I think make you versus set you is important, because if I set you free, that means you're bound right now. Yeah. And in actuality, really what he's trying to tell you is you free, you just don't know it.
Yeah.
They used to tell the little elephants in the circus what they do when they were younger. Y'all heard this story before. They tied a big chain for the big elephant. They tied around a little one, put that big metal stake in the ground. Little man couldn't get away from it because he wasn't strong enough. One day, though, you're going to be grown physically and strong enough to pull it. But because I've broken your mind, because I break your mind, even when you're strong enough and powerful enough to pull this down and everybody else loose, you can free all the rest of the elephants. Huh? Y'all heard me? You can free all the rest of everybody.
Yeah.
but you can't get it in your head. Because I've deceived you. I've displaced the power just a bit.
Yeah.
See, the trouble we have is a mindset.
Yes,
it's not where your spirit came from. Spirit came from God. Your body came from God. All that came from God, didn't it? Where's the tree of knowledge of good knowledge? Where's knowledge at? Where's knowledge? Come on, answer me now, y'all. Where is it at? Knowledge is in your mind. So when we talk about the tree of knowledge of good and evil, that's in your mind. So I mean, when they partook of that tree, there was something that changed about the mind, about the options of the mind. Now your mind had options. You get it? So instead of just being what it was, it had an option to be something that it isn't. And as I think, therefore, so it's a mind problem. So now when you read here, you go ahead and say, because we read it religious. We read it about whatever the last preacher told us. We read it religious from the younger, right? If we ever read it before. If the reverend at our young religious church ever went to that scripture. Because he might not have went because he didn't know what he was talking about. Y'all see all the things we have to deal with, right? But then we get to church now. And upon this rock, I'll build my church. Now you went to 9 o'clock. You went straight to praise and worship. You went straight to all the things that define church for you. And you don't realize that what Jesus is saying is, upon this rock and upon this revelation of Christ, right, and the Son of God, and then you realizing that, upon that, that's how I'm going to build my church. This is what I'm trying to say when I say my church. Church comes from the Greek word, and I ain't no Greek scholar, but I just be reading stuff, all right? Come from the word ecclesia. Y'all know all the ecclesia. But really what it meant was an assembly. And usually they didn't assemble like we do. Every Sunday and Wednesday, praise God for that. But they didn't assemble like we do. They called an assembly when something needed to be announced. They had church for political rallies. They called that. It was a public assembly where we called a bunch of people together and said, hey, look, this is what's going on. This is what we're about to do. Right? So now Jesus, I heard this on the way up here. I heard this on the way to class. Jesus said, I heard this upstairs, putting the mic on. He said, upon this rock, I'll build my assembly. I'll build my gathering that I'm calling together. Right? Like the gathering that I make, I'm going to build it up on this. Christ and the Son. When we assembled, where's your problem? Where was your problem? In your mind, right? Come on, where's your problem? Your problem ain't nowhere else. Your problem's in your mind. He said, well, my problem is I'm about to be sick right now. Well, that's on the, it's your mind. Yeah. It's something you won't change or something you won't do. All right, right. But your problem is where? In your mind. So now the assembly was to give you a certain mindset. Y'all been a political rally? Y'all you ever seen one? And they, you know, President Obama said, yes, we can. And we can. And whether we can or we can't, or we didn't or not. Yeah. The assembly had me hyped. Woo! How many times we got to church? Hype! Changing the mind. So upon this rock, see, it's not revealed. It wasn't revealed unto you. It wasn't opened up in your understanding. Flesh and blood couldn't open this up in your understanding. But the Father had to open that up. And when the Father opened that up, now I can build on that. Oh, did y'all hear that?
Yeah.
When, okay. So are you, this, I'm going to make up a word, y'all. Are you build uponable?
Yeah.
Am I build uponable? And the answer is yes, but I still have to change my. And when I change it, when?
Now.
Upon this concept and upon this mindset, I build my church, which is not a building, but a mindset also. See, Jesus took us from being a system to a servant.
Yeah.
To a serving.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
It went from in the Old Testament, I gotta finish reading, the synagogues were a ritual. You had to go there to get holy. And you had to do all the laws, boy, you had to stand on one foot. You know what I'm saying? Keep your finger on your nose. Make sure you don't look over there. Smile while you're doing it. All right, then jump up and down. right? And then don't stop. Don't get tired. Pray without ceasing. What do we take all these things? Ritual. So the ritual. Ready? We took ritual over resurrection. We took ritual. Here's another one. You ready? You better write it down. We took ritual over righteousness. Here's another one. We took ritual over revelation. Are y'all with me? So now the synagogue, I ain't got to come in a couple minutes. The synagogues, it's ritual. Y'all know the ritual? Y'all go back and read all the ritual and went through the whole Old Testament. God bless it, but it's all the ritual. It becomes reality when Jesus gets here. He said, I ain't come to do away with the law, I came to fulfill it. I want to show you what the law looked like walking around. I want to show you what the law looked like alive. Now, not up on these tables of stone no more, but written on the table of your heart. I want to show you what revelation looks like in the flesh. You get it? So now Jesus went from Jesus changed it from a ritual to reality. He changed it from a system to a serving. It went from you going to the synagogue to get yourself together to you leaving from the church serving whatever you already know you are from the assembly. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? So now, and we ain't got time, we'll go to Ephesians 4 next class, but and then we'll kind of see the work of the ministry, edifying the body, right? All those, we'll start seeing what those things really mean. But it comes, Jesus said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. Now, why did he say my? Why did he say upon this rock? Let me make sure. It won't, and upon, verse 18, upon this rock, I'll build a church. He didn't say a church. He didn't say the church. He said my church. Now, this is my phone. Y'all got a phone, huh? You got a phone? Let me see. You ain't got to get it right, but you got a phone, right? But this one mine. This is mine right here. Right? So there's certain attributes and characteristics of this one that are lined up with me. They got certain numbers in my phone that you ain't got in your phone. Because this is my phone. Huh? They got certain apps on my phone that you ain't got on your phone. Why? And I can't tell you, hey, man, this app pretty good. Nobody, this is my phone. Right? My means personal. My means something special. My mean, they got other phones, but they ain't like mine. So they got other assemblies. You know, they call, that's why y'all got to get off of church and think of Christian church. No, the church ain't no Christian word. You know, Jesus is the church. We took it like that and we made religiousized it, but they got all kind of churches. But upon this rock and this revelation, I'm going to build my assembly. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against that. Yeah. Then I'm going to give you the keys. Uh-huh. Gates, keys, gates, keys, gates, keys. Unlock. Right. Mm-hmm. Whatever you bind, don't be bound. Whatever you lose. He's still talking about the revelation. Mm-hmm. Right? You realize he wasn't saying this to us. All right, this is another conversation I'm going to say to my next class, but you got to realize he wasn't saying this to us. This is an account of what he was saying to his disciples. Right? So his intention wasn't, let me say this so that we could put it in his book so that all of them could hear it. Thank God they did write it so we could hear it. But he was talking to the disciples. He was, so in 2018 turn right now, if I'm Jesus and you listening, he's talking, he's saying this. No, I'm going to give you the keys. You. Not y'all, not your organization. I'm going to give you the keys. And you're going to do it. And the gates of hell are not going to prevail. I'm going to give you the keys. No, y'all ain't got it. Y'all ain't get it. Personalized. Everybody say personalized. Change when?
Change now.
Personalized. When you start seeing it, personalize it. like, physically, he wasn't talking to you. This is whatever, a BC. Are y'all hearing me? So you wasn't sitting there right then. But Jesus is still talking right now. So you have to hear Jesus just as if you were with his feet live in the now. You can't hear it no other way. I'm going to give you a quick one and I'm gone. And the Lord told me this clearly the other day. We study the word for context. I mean, for contact. We try to make contact with a principle. But if you try to make contact, how do you tell me? No, if you try, we try to get content. He said, if you try to get content without context, you'll make no contact. So when we read these things, we got to inject ourselves in the story. Realize he was telling them that, but it wasn't like a religious message. He wasn't preaching a message. He's talking to Will and said, Will, listen, man, you got the revelation. So now, you know what? I'm going to give you the keys, bro. And whatever you do is going to work. It's different now, huh? He ain't talking to the man, now he talking to him. Change wind? Mm-hmm.